You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As Mario Cristobal, Miami Hurricanes head coach, joins us this morning, taking care of business 45-3. And coach, I'm guessing as we start this thing with the numbers and being able to play so many guys, put in all that work, families get to see him, pretty important stuff to get some guys some experience right off the bat like that.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Joe. We had the opportunity to take almost an entire half and develop a half of our roster, and so guys got significant playing time up in the play count of 30 to 35 reps per guy, and certainly found we developed a handful of more guys that we know could help us win this season.
You know, I'm standing next to you. You know, it's funny, I go back, this happened a couple of times, so I'm standing with you at practice, we're right next to each other, and this guy playing center field makes a great break on the ball. And you're going, man, this is a guy from Columbus, Bryce Fitzgerald. He wasn't here for spring, but, boy, he sure covers ground. It goes over and makes this unbelievable interception. I know it's just a practice, and you say, wow, this is going to be an interesting one. Well, it's gotten more than interesting. This kid can play, huh?
Without question, man. He was one of the guys that, actually, upon arrival here a couple years ago, he was like my first high school stop, I mean, again, in the fall. After that, the number one mention, Bryce Fitzgerald is a must-get guy. He's a difference maker. And watching him play in high school and knowing him just as a young man, it's no surprise that he's caught on so quickly. He's been a great addition, and he's catching on really quickly and going to be a factor down the road here.
Coach, when you get going to one of these games with Bethune-Cookman and you know, you're kind of counting on this, but at the same time, you want to get good work with your starters. You actually put a game plan together like, hey, guys, our goal is let's go out and play really well, and then I want to – how do you go about? Because, you know, you get sloppy all of a sudden and you don't have the lead you want, and then things change a little bit. How do you do that, setting it all up, going into a game like a game with Bethune-Cookman?
Well, I think you started off with messaging. I mean, for us to accomplish our goals, we have to get better and better every single week. And – you know, in football is very unforgiving, man. You try to skip the steps, you're going to get your butt kicked. And
right.
That's the last thing you want. And, you know, this team has a maturity about it where I think everyone understands there's a standard that we have to play to. We're not there yet, but we're not going to waste an opportunity to do so. And we're going to respect our opponent by playing our butts off at every opportunity.
Well, that's what it looked like. Carson Beck, man, what a start. Completes his first 15 passes, goes 22 of 24 for 264. Now you've seen him for 2 weeks. Your thoughts?
I mean, special guy. I think we all knew that coming in, that his drive, determination, and hunger to be better, to help his teammates be the best they can be, just a very driven human being who is great to be around, man. He's special.
The backup quarterback, I thought this was really important for Emory Williams to get some work. You know, I know it didn't end the way he wanted in the bowl game last year in the second half, and to get this work, get his confidence back. How's he look to you?
he's done a great job in practice. You got to see him that one day. He's slinging it all over the place. He's improved his athleticism. He's a diligent guy. Again, he's learned from Cam Ward, and he's learning from Carson. And he himself is a high football IQ guy. I thought he's done a great job. We have complete confidence in him as well.
So you talked about a lot of your young guys getting to play, and I was looking like Gilbert and Schott, your tight ends, got some work. I know you really like that position a lot and those young guys.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I know Luca caught himself a pass. He got blasted on one over the middle as well, but did a really good job in the run game. Elijah caught, Alex Bauman caught. Brock Schott got some burn. Gerard Pringle got himself a touchdown. Chris Wheatley Humphrey ran the ball really hard, really well. The whole second team, part of third team offensive line, got to play. We played a lot of guys and got some really valuable reps.
How about some of the defensive linemen? I know I talk about Dante Simpson a lot because I know you really like him and his toughness. How'd he do?
Dante did well. Dante did well. So did the third Scroggins. Dalen Upshaw went in there on offense, I'm sorry, but Dalen Russell on defense did a great job. Had a couple TFLs himself. At linebacker, Kellen Wiley stepped in, and we had a lot of guys playing, man. It's hard to keep count of the guys that did, but we do feel that, you know, and aside from that, they all got some burn on special teams, though. We didn't get to punt the ball, but on kickoff returned a couple of times, we got a shot at it. We got a lot of guys that got some good playing time.
Coach, your top recruit last year by the ranking system, only by the ranking system, Hayden Lowe. How's he doing? What's going on there with him, Coach?
Yeah, he got banged up. He got banged up, and he's on the mend a little bit, so it might be a little while before he sees the field.
Yeah, okay. And, hey, listen, I got to ask you about a guy that I don't talk about enough. You do and I don't. And that is James Rockermeyer and how good he's been at center. You've done this transfer portal with that center position has been really good. So far, really good. Who's ever picking these guys has done a nice job, and he's grayed out really well, hasn't he?
He's been an absolute stud. You know, it's in the bloodlines, obviously, but, man, his approach on the daily, I mean, he's down there like a complete pro every morning, getting activation done on his body, making sure that he's watching extra film, rounding up the guys. Whatever it takes to get our guys better, he's all about it. But, man, he's a complete pro, and he's playing some really good, hard, physical football.
Hey, everybody saw. I mean, we're out of town, and they're going, you're not going to believe this one. Florida just lost at home to USF. And the first thought I had where the Gator guys are all pissed off was this the best thing ever happened for Miami to realize, not that you needed to know after – the way they played you in the first half last year, but getting ready for now a team that's ranked in the top 20. What a great story South Florida's been.
Yeah, they're probably not ranked high enough, quite honestly. Just haven't played them before and watching the continual development of their roster and their program. The evolution, again, of their game. I mean,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Their quarterback, that great example. Everyone talks about how athletic their quarterback is, but no one talks about the fact that he hasn't thrown He hasn't thrown an interception in 240-plus attempts.
Wow.
Which leads to super accurate, gets the ball out on time, can extend plays, and just a special player. And the part that stuck out to me was the physicality of both the offense and defensive lines, the speed on the field in their secondary, and actually their linebackers. Their linebackers run sideline to sideline. They're very active, disruptive defense. They carry a very large menu into a game. You know, they multiple fronts, multiple coverages. They do an excellent job, and they're a great football team.
Last year, if I'm not mistaken, I watched a ton of trick plays. Did they, like, throw out whatever they could think of during that first half to not only stay in the game, they had the lead for a second in the first half?
Well, they hit us with some things, and really, you know, we kind of got lucky. They didn't hit us with the onside kick. The one cover guy for them was offsides by a hair. But they, again, just a really good coaching staff, really good football team, just tons of athletes. They revamped the entire D-line in the portal. All four guys up front, you know, are guys that came in, and they're all tough, physical, active dudes that have a lot of experience. So, really good football team.
So, you got Florida after this, and everybody knows, you know, all those guys know each other. And then Florida State's not too far away for after a bye week. How do you make sure your guys don't just go, hey, we just kicked Notre Dame's ass a couple weeks ago? Are you kidding me? And you walk out, we're the Canes. And they go out and play with that same passion that you did against Notre Dame.
Well, that's something that I think was since the day we arrived, we really want to stress being where your feet are, right? Understanding that in college football, every single week you play, I mean, humility is 1 week away, and everybody has good players. And if you don't prepare, you're going to get your butt kicked. In this particular case, there's absolutely nothing to say. This is as good of a football team as we have played or will play the entire season. And the evidence is all over the tape, you know. So we practice a certain way, we prepare a certain way, and we got to get a hell of a lot better to accomplish the stuff we want to accomplish. And it started with practice this morning, meetings and whatnot, and we're going on from there.
Coach, I know early in the year, a lot of times you got a lot of guys, there's a lot of mental mistakes. You feel like you guys have really cut back on that from a year ago?
You know what? We've cut down on missed tackles. We've cut down a bunch on mental mistakes. Or, you know, there's something to be said about continuity. And on offense, obviously, we've had continuity now going into our third year. And on defense, even though it's a fresh start on defense, the regiment, the structure, the teaching mechanisms that go with it, I mean, it advances quickly. And it's systematic. You know, it's not, you're not just grabbing at, you know, whatever you feel you should, you know, throw in there to help you be successful. It's very systematic and it's very detail oriented. So I think we've gained a lot of ground in that department. And I think one of the things that, and we better say this way, we've made a lot of good decisions post snap, like post whistle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've had guys get their face mask grabbed, you know, punched in the crotch, all that other stuff that happens in football. And not retaliate to get a dumb 15-yard penalty. So we're getting a lot better at the things that help you, you know, play winning football.
What's the biggest thing after 2 weeks you'd like to see even get better besides playing all these young guys and getting them some experience?
Communication, physicality, violence, and finish.
I was just talking to Baldy about it. He was raving, Brian Baldinger, about the way you guys, he said he wasn't surprised the way you played against Notre Dame with the physicals. That's the way you guys practice. You cutting back on practice, or does it still go pretty hard, or do you kind of read the room as far as injuries, or how do you treat that, Coach?
You know, we have the season set up in phases where every 3 to 4 weeks you scale back on something without compromising, going good on good, and the physicality aspect that you have to work. Well, like you mentioned, while being smart, you can't play 3 games a week and then be at your best on Saturday. And even though early in the season, I mean, there isn't much change as it relates to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but certainly Sunday and Monday are very different now in this part of the season.
But before I let you go, this Pringle kid, this running back, he looks like he's got a chance to be a pretty good player. How'd you like the way he played?
Oh, man, he's exactly what we saw on tape and what we had a chance to recruit all year. He's super explosive. He's got great lamps, man, great eyes. He can see it. He can feel it. He sets up his runs really well. He's really good in protection and catch the ball well also. So he is going to, we expect to be a great, great player here at the University of Miami.
Coach, thanks, man, as always, for coming on. And South Florida, 4:30, Hard Rock Stadium this Saturday in the start of, well, I like these games personally, USF, Florida, and Florida State throughout the next 4 weeks with a little rest time in between there. How do you like the way that sets up?
USF, all focus on one game, one game at a time.
I knew that. You know, I knew that was coming.
You knew that, Joe. You knew that.
Just wanted to hear it. Coach, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate you, Joe. Go Canes.
Mario Cristobal, Miami Hurricanes head football coach, joining us to talk a little bit about his team and doing what they were supposed to do against Bethune-Cookman. And they did. And, boy, now they jump up. And I'm telling you, if you're sitting at home and you're going, it's USF, I'm getting ready for Florida, and we're going to go to the Florida State game, and those are the games I got my tickets for. You know what? Florida Gators said that. The Florida Gators up there going, we got USF coming, man. We're a big favorite like the Hurricanes are again this week. And we'll be fine. We got to get ready to play against, what do they got, LSU, and then we've got the Miami Hurricanes. So we got looked ahead, got sloppy, got in a dogfight, and lost on a last-second field goal. Anyway, yeah, that will ruin. You want to know what will ruin? Well, yesterday, the Dolphins can ruin a lot of stuff, too.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.